USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
More snow is expected overnight in western New York from a lake effect storm that has already dumped several feet on the region. A travel ban has been lifted for much of Buffalo. Mayor Byron Brown says about 70 pieces of equipment were in South Buffalo hauling snow out of the area. He's asking drivers there to stay off the roads.
If you come out, you run the risk of getting stuck and really hindering our plowing operation and our snow removal operation.
The region remains under a state of emergency. The Buffalo Bills game against Cleveland will now take place in Detroit on Sunday. Former President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago Friday night reacting to the announcement of special counsel being appointed to oversee the Justice Department investigation into the presence of classified documents at his Florida estate.
I thought the investigation with the document hoax was dying or dead or over, and the investigation into January 6th in my very peaceful and patriotic speech, remember? Peaceful and patriotically.
Veteran federal prosecutor Jack Smith was named to the appointment. He's been the chief prosecutor for the special court at The Hague since 2018. Smith's appointment comes days after Trump announced his campaign for a second term. A girl has died after being hit by an out-of-control pickup truck during the Raleigh Christmas Parade in North Carolina. The event was airing on WTVD Saturday morning. The television station had their helicopter over the scene as part of the broadcast.
There is that white GMC pickup truck that the driver says he lost control. At this point, Lauren, the indication we're getting from eyewitnesses there on the scene is the driver is honking, yelling out the window for people to get out of the way.
Police say the girl was accidentally hit at a low rate of speed. No one else was hurt. The driver is facing several charges, including misdemeanor death by motor vehicle. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
CBS News has become the first major news outlet to suspend activities on Twitter. The network says it is doing so, quote, in light of the uncertainty around the social media platform and out of an abundance of caution. Variety reports similar warning was shared Friday on the Twitter account of CBS-owned station KPIX. CBS News' decision comes just more than 3 weeks into the tenure of Elon Musk's ownership of the company. During that time, Twitter's employee base has shrunk to about a third of its former size. In addition, there is uncertainty about whether one of its more famous users will be allowed back on the platform.
Elon Musk says the decision hasn't been made on whether to reinstate former President Trump's Twitter account. This comes as employees of Twitter are resigning in large numbers after Musk issued an ultimatum that they need to commit to a hardcore work environment. The Twitter CEO also announced negative and hate tweets will be buried. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito issued a statement denying that he leaked the Burwell v. Hobby Lobby decision following a New York Times report that a leak occurred. The ruling allowed for-profit companies to deny contraception coverage based on religious objections. Automaker Tesla is recalling more than 300,000 vehicles in the U.S. due to a software glitch that can make the taillights go off intermittently. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.